Continuing in the book of Galatians, chapter 2. I usually like to start right away. I want to remind you this continues right from the thought in chapter 1. Paul is talking about his conversion and the history following that. So, verse 1 of chapter 2. Then 14 years after, we're quite a ways from that time, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation, and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And then I'll hold there. And I'll go back to verse 3 again, because it kind of leads into the next section. Okay. He says, remember, he said, I went there in the last chapter. I went up again to Jerusalem 14 years later with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel, or the gospel, which I preach among the Gentiles. Now, again, I guess some people remember before I talked about that the similarity between Christ's preaching and Paul's preaching. I'm going to do Paul's preaching, and I will get to Christ's preaching. And I say they are very similar. Now, there are some differences. Jesus Christ was sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He only preached to the Jews. He spent his entire ministry in Judea preaching to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Some people will say, well, that's the house of Judah. No, it's the house of Israel. There were always a remnant of, you know, I know that the other tribes were taken captive and carried away into different parts of the world, but there was always a remnant. In fact, if you trace in the genealogies given in the books of Nehemiah, that many of those were from tribes other than Judah. And if you consider the fact that only 70 people went down to Egypt 400 years before they entered the promised land, then you realize that the time of Nehemiah was 500 years before Christ. And if there were hundreds of people from like the tribe of Simeon and from the tribe of Reuben and so on and so forth, if there were hundreds of those people returning from Babylon, well then, by the time of Christ, they'd number in the millions. And that's the point, is that they were the lost sheep. The people of Israel are the Jews. Don't want to digress into that farther than that. But my point is, the difference between the gospel is that Jesus preached to the Jews. Though he did go to the Gentiles. He said, I'm sent out to the, you know. But then he did go preach to that woman at the well. Remember the Samaritans? That was already. I mean, he dwelt with them for some time. So how can you say that Jesus was really any different? He says, the one woman who came from the area around Tyre and Sidon, he says, it's not fit to give my meat to the dogs. And then she said, oh, but even the dogs eat the scraps from the table. He says, oh, woman, great is your faith. See, Jesus, his gospel also. Now, he didn't go to those regions to preach. He would send his apostles. And that's the point. Is, you know, to say that there's some difference between the gospel Jesus preached and the one, he is the one who preached it through the apostles. You know, and the things that Paul was having trouble with here, see, he had to go privately to them which were of reputation, quote unquote, meaning people like James and so on and so forth, because there was a great contingent within the early church that wanted to hold on to a lot of Jewish traditions, because there was not necessarily this understanding of why they shouldn't. But I mean, if you look at even in Christ's ministry, he already showed a lot of contempt for traditions. They said, why do you not, why do your disciples not follow the traditions of the elders and eat with unwashed hands? Okay, but Jesus also even went up against some things that were in the law of God, like the Sabbath. And I don't care what anyone says, Jesus' disciples walked through a field and picked corn on the Sabbath day. Okay? Now, in the Old Testament, when God sent manna to Israel, he said, you're going to gather for 6 days, but the seventh day you won't gather. And when people went out on the seventh day to look for manna, and there wasn't any, it was considered a sin. And God says, how long? Well, I have to put up with these disobedient people. So, God considered looking for food on the Sabbath to be a breaking of the Sabbath. But when Jesus came, he was bringing something different. He was, because as it says, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. Well, Paul's gospel was kind of shaking things up because he was preaching to the Gentiles. Prior to the gospel and prior to Jesus, Gentiles had become part of the Jew religion, but they had to take on the things of Judaism. Like, even in the Old Testament, if someone was going to, they had to be circumcised. They had to adhere to certain, and there were questions of like, how many of those traditions do they have to hold to? You know, to what degree? So, Paul conferred that he was preaching a gospel of liberty and freedom in Christ. And that the Jewish traditions were not important. But what's important was, and the Apostle John really confirms this in his epistle, that we love one another. That's the fulfilling of the law. And the outward righteousness required of Israel in the Old Testament had to do with a nation that was holy. And it was really a shadow of the things to come. The thing is, because they were also supposed to do it according to the law, they sought it not by faith. By faith, we all become uniform. And we all stick out because we're all like Christ. We're different than the people around us because we've put on a new man. Not because we put on, as the Jews had, to garments with fringes on the ends. And they couldn't wear certain things. They had to wear their beard. They couldn't round the corners of their beards. They had to do certain, they had to wear phylacteries on their heads. Why? It was to set them apart. Show they were different. They didn't work on that seventh day. They were shown in every way they were supposed to characterize themselves as different. And he did it through all these outward manifestations. Because honestly, it was the only way you could really set the nation apart. Because when it came to righteousness, commands to do those things, they were eventually able to follow by the time of Christ. To do all those outward things, the Jews were able to follow that. But to do the inward things of God, and to follow and to do the law inwardly, they weren't able to do. And when we do it inwardly, it comes outward. And it says that we may, in the book of Philippians, that we may shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of the word of life. I almost feel like going there.